Welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Welcome to Wednesday afternoon. Charles Hurt writes the nuclear option column here at the Washington Times, and today's column is entitled The Smallness of the New Obama. And Charlie's on the line right now. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Real good, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How's that hope and change thing working out for the president?
It's turned into sheer hopelessness and him begging for change, it seems like, at every single opportunity. I mean, I don't know if you're on the email list that I somehow managed to get onto, I guess because my email, people see my email out there, and so I wind up on this thing. And it's amazing, I'll get 4 or 5 requests a day. And they're the saddest requests, asking for $3 for his campaign.
Yeah.
And making all these sort of petty attacks on Romney, talking about how Mitt Romney's this rich guy and all that. And it's just, it's so different from the campaign that we saw 4 years ago that was so brilliant, so well executed, and at such a high level.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because my producer, Ann, is also on that list, and I love reading them on the air when we get them. I mean, yesterday I read the beggings from Barack and the other from Michelle. I love how informal it is. They even, they'll put your name at the top of the email. Hey, you know, hi, Charlie. Barack here. Need your help. Give me $3.
Yeah, like we're best friends or something.
Yeah.
Like, for that matter, you know, half of these people, the Hollywood actresses, hey, Charlie. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We don't know each other. And that's part of it, actually, is that it just breeds this contempt because it's kind of fraudulent from the first word. It's not accurate.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a president so informal? And, you know, I mean, there's a certain level of decorum that goes along with being president of the United States. And a lot of those barriers, I know.
There used to be anyway.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of those barriers have come down in the past 3.5 years.
Yeah, remember how amazed we all were 4 years ago when President Obama would remove his jacket in the Oval Office?
Yeah.
And everyone was just sort of shocked that,
and put his feet up on the desk. You know?
We've never had this before. We went so far beyond that, and this whole disaster between the press office and Charles Krauthammer, after Charles Krauthammer reminded people that President Obama gave this wonderful, beautiful, original bust of Winston Churchill back to the Brits after he came into office, and they were so, it was such a small deal to them, they didn't even remember the facts. They got it all wrong, and in fact they did commit this huge slap in the face to our greatest ally, and they did give the bust back, but it was such a not a big deal, they couldn't even remember it, and ended up telling all these stories that were completely untrue after several days of trashing Charles Krauthammer, who, of course, in the end turned out to be exactly right, and the White House had to issue this embarrassing apology.
I know. I'm amazed every week at some of the stuff I find out that goes on behind the scenes, whether it's the White House or the campaign. By the way, if you recall correctly, this was the same campaign that wanted you to tell friends, forget your birthday gift, give something to Obama instead. Remember that?
And the wedding registry?
Yeah.
Don't get any wedding presents. Pass it all on over to us. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow.
All right. Well, here's a guy. If I recall correctly now, almost 4 years ago, in fact, it was 4 years ago when he was telling the world that he was going to be the great savior, the guy who would unify America. And honestly, he's done just the opposite. Remember, he was even going to stop the rise of the oceans, you know, by being the environmental president.
He actually said that in one of his speeches. And it's so funny to think back where he got, you know, carried away in one of his, you know, he would get into that preacher mode and say, and then one of them was about calming the seas, you know, the global warming and all this kind of stuff. And he's going to become, America's going to become so popular in the world again.
Yeah.
They hate us more now than they ever have.
I know.
And I suspect that in places like the Middle East, it has a lot to do with the fact that they don't really respect weakness. Yeah. They the only thing Iran respects is strength. And same with, you know, the Russians. The Russians are so much more bellicose towards us now, threatening to build a naval base in Cuba.
Yeah.
You think that would have happened under George W. Bush?
No, I don't. I love the analogy in your column to an old rock star, you know, the guy that's trying to get back up on stage and do it again.
Well, he's got that frail look, and he's so skinny, which has, you know, sparked all kinds of alarm, and he's got the graying hair, which, goodness, I certainly would imagine anybody would turn gray in that office, but he really does. He's sort of taking on the patina of one of these great stars that we really remember and I remember a lot of that 2008 campaign very fondly because he was so appealing and he was new and all this kind of stuff. You know, I didn't agree with his politics, but he seemed honest and he seemed like he really meant what he said when he said that, you know, government can't be the answer to everything. And that was a main theme in his campaign. And a lot of suckers fell for it because they thought the guy was being honest. And it turns out, actually, he thinks the government is the answer to every problem. Yeah. There is no problem. The government is not responsible for fixing it. In his worldview.
Yep, you're right. And, folks, if you haven't read the column, check it out. The Smallness of the New Obama. It's by Charles Hurt. It's in today's Washington Times. Charlie, always good to talk to you. We'll do it next week.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Charlie Hurt. It is 4:56, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.